Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Peches, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Peches Amud Aleph. Good to be back. Gufa. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hanoitel klimeno umin levakroi. If somebody is by an umin, he's inspecting a keli. If he likes what he sees, he's already made up his mind that he's going to buy the keli. So he picks it up to inspect it. V'nenas b'yodei, and while he's holding it, an oinus occurred to the keli. The loch is chayev. He is responsible to make the umin, the owner of the keli, whole. And the reason is because we assume that when he picked up the keli, albeit to inspect it, that hagbah constituted a kinyan hagbah. As a result, it's his. Being that it's his, he's now responsible for any yonzim. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili, who the kitzi demet. The only time that's true is if they already agreed upon a price or had a fixed price. But to the extent that this transaction is pending a successful negotiation, then obviously many things can go wrong during the negotiation. It's not muchach that even if the person likes what he sees when he inspects it, it's that ultimately he's going to buy it or that the seller is going to agree to sell it at the price that he wants to buy it at. It's for that reason you can't say that the hagbah that he did would be a kinyan hagbah. But if they already agreed upon a price, then it's going to be okay. The Rashbam quotes a Gemara Maseches Nedarim that further qualifies this Gemara and says that there's another condition that has to be met. And that is, it has to be an item that's not easily found. Meaning, if this keli that this person wants to buy, he can buy from this umnin, but he can buy it from 10 other umnin as well. So then we say that even if it's already kitzi domel, it's not muchach he's going to buy it, because maybe he taka will buy this keli, I like the suit, but I'm going to buy it from one of this umnin's competitors. It's not muchach that he's buying it from him. To the extent that they agreed upon a price, and he's the only game in town, there's nowhere else to buy it but from this umnin, if both of those criteria are met, then we say that when he picks it up, the agbah constitutes some sort of kinyan. And it's for that reason, if an oinus happens afterwards, he's going to be chayev. One piece to mention is that although the Gemara says chayev, it doesn't mean that he's koinet lechalutin. Because what would happen if he decides now he doesn't want to buy it? He can't give it back. It's too late. It's his. Now he has to sell it back. Now the only way he can give it back is if the umin agrees to take it. Avada, that's not the halacha. If he wants to give it back, he could give it back. So when the Gemara says chayef, it means that on some level, he's an owner. To the fact that he's an owner would chap enough, gemin al halacha, that if an oinus happens, he would be the one that would be chayef an oinus. But it certainly doesn't mean that it's his 100%. It's not going to be his 100% until they agree for sure that the sale is going to take place. Does he have to do another hagbah? Does he not have to do another hagbah? So that's not something that we're going to go into right now. But obviously what the Gemara means is that on a limited basis, he's going to be the owner. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Hu gavro de ol beit hafcha. There was a person that walked into a butcher shop. Agba atme de bisri. Picked up a piece of meat. Bahadi duka agvo. And while he picked it up, he's inspecting it. He's looking if it's a good shtick flesh. Is it something that he wants to buy? Asa parsha mirma mine. Person riding on a horse drove by, and he stole the piece of meat from him. Also, the kami, the Rabbi Yemar. So this person went to Rabbi Yemar, chayvel l'shlum edmeh. So Rabbi Yemar said, you know who's responsible for this piece of meat? Not the owner of the butcher store, but the customer that picked up the piece of meat. Because once he picked up the piece of meat with the intent of buying it, although it was still pending his inspection to make sure there wasn't too much fat, that it looked good, but at that point he's already chayvel noitzen. So it's true that this horseman that drove by and took the piece of meat was a maisa oinus, but who's chayev an oinsin? The person that did the agbah, the person that picked up the piece of meat, not the owner of the meat.
Really, only if it was a good piece of meat.
Says the Gemara, same thing. The hani mili hu dekitzi domeo. This is only true if they had already agreed upon a price, and there's nowhere else where you can get this kind of meat. The same two conditions of the previous Gemara were met. It's only there where that would be the halacha. In other words, Rav Yemer paskind halacha lemaisa, the same memra of Shmuel. Who gave the icy card? The Pumnara, a related halacha. There was a person that brought curry, certain vegetables to Pumnahara. Also, Kuliyama, Shakul Karakara. People came and they started grabbing these gourds. Everybody was very excited. Wow, he brought these karas to this town. No one had ever seen such nice gourds. And they came and they started chapping. What happened was the Meicher had no idea who took what, how much he took. It was one big bahala. And he had no idea who he's supposed to go to for payment. Right now, his cars are all gone, and he just doesn't know who he's supposed to go to. So he was a balkishan. He was a pikeach. Amrlu, he said, harei mukdashim l'shamayim. He said, all these different gourds that you all got, it's all hektish. It's hektish. Now everybody has to return it because they can't have enough from it. Also, the kamei de Rav Kahana, so the shayla was brought to Rav Kahana. Amrlu, Rav Kahana said, great chap, It's Baal Kishrin, but Eino the Makdish Dover She'eino Shalai. This same exact halacha. Once these people picked up these gourds, they were already coin it, albeit on a limited basis. But they have a kinyan in it. Once they have a kinyan in it, it means it's not shaloi anymore of the real owner of the gourds. If it's not his, he can't be makdish it, because in order to be makdish something, it has to be yours. The hanimili, same criteria. Who the kizid amayo? Have a loy kizid amayo. If there wasn't a fixed price, and like the Rosh Bam speaks out, which is clearly mashmur from the story that there was nowhere else to get these gourds because people were so excited when they saw it. But if those two criteria are not met, then b'shus marayu kaimi, then we assume it is in the reshus of the maru, v'shaper akdish, and the hekdish is going to be chal. Another lumdish point that the Rashbam speaks out, but that we're not going to talk about, is break the Rashbam, even if you're going to tell me that it was loy kitzi damayu, still the person should not have been able to be makdish it. Why? Because we all know Rabbi Yochanan's memory. Gezel v'noy nesi ashwa b'aylin, shneim einam yichayim l'akdishay, zel afisha eina shaloi, v'zel afisha eina b'shusay. Reuven steals from Shimon. Shimon wasn't miyayishet. It doesn't belong to Reuven. Gezel v'noy nesi ashwa b'aylin. Reuven, if he, the Gazel, wants to be makdish as chayfetz, he doesn't have the ability to be makdish it. Shimon, the nigzal, can't be makdish it. The Gazel can't be makdish it because being that there was no yish yet, he doesn't own it, he can't be makdish it. The nigzal can't either be makdish it because even though he owns it, if the Gazlan doesn't own it, then he owns it. But ain't no Peshusai. It's Peshusai Gazlan. It's not Peshusai Nigzal. Being that it's not Peshusai Nigzal, he can't be Makdish. It's a freak. Rajbamakasha. What is the Gemara saying? That to the extent that there was no fixed price for these gourds, so it didn't belong to the people that picked it up when they lifted it. Shmuel's halacha is only hani mili hu dekitzi damer. So being that it doesn't belong to them, it still belongs to the owner. If it belongs to the owner, the salesman. So if it belongs to the salesman, he could be makdish it. His fighter shouldn't be able to be makdish it, freik to Rashbam. Because even though it's shaloi, but it's ain't a b'shusoi. Why is he different than the nigzal? Zok to Rashbam, Kitzur l'shoinoi, the chiluk is very simple. The only time Rabbi Yochanan said, gezav l'nesiyashu abaylam, shneim einu chayim l'akdishoi, and for our purposes, that the nigzal can't be makdish it, that's only because the gazlan picked it up at Teres Gazlan. But over here, these people that picked up these gourds, they didn't pick it up at Teres Gazlan. They didn't want to steal, they wanted to buy it. What happened was there was just mass confusion, and the seller didn't know how to give zachanetza. So he decided that he's going to be makdish it. But the people that picked it up did not pick it up at Teres Gazlan. Being that they didn't pick it up at Teres Gazlan, you don't have the halacha of gezav alein nesiyashua bailam. Gezav alein nesiyashua bailam is only when somebody else picks something up. Bateras Gazlin, it's Einer B'shusay now with the nigzal, even though it's Shaloi, it's Einer B'shusay, it can't be makdish it. But if somebody takes somebody else's thing, not Bateras Gzela, even though it's technically the same Einer B'shusay of the Bailam, it doesn't matter. Over there, you're not going to have the halacha of Einer B'shusay. Pashit, the Bir Advarim is, based on Lomnus that we spoke of many times when we learned Mesechus Bava Kama, specifically in Perek Merubim, Perek Agoyza Leitzim, the Yisoid of Einer B'shusay, Tzai speaks this out, isn't Stam, that punk, it's not in my house right now. If I own something, it's on the other side of the world. It's Einer B'shusay. I don't have a right to be makdish it. It's in a Rishus HaRabim. It's in a Simta. That's it. Because it's not B'shusay, it's not within the Dalet Amis, within the Mechitzis of a property that I own. It's for that reason I don't have the ability. Of course I could. The halacha is, even if I give somebody a pekadin, kol hecha de isa, b'shusa de mar isa. So avada can be makdish something that's physically ain't a b'shusa. So what does the Gemara mean when we say, zelafisha ain't a b'shusa, Rabbi Yochanan's memra, he means because when a gazan steals something, he makes kinyonic zela. There's a kinyon. In fact, in the sugis of Shinui Koina, we spoke out so much lamdas that the reason Shinui's Koina is not because the Shinui does anything to the Chayfetz to allow the Gazan out to be able to be Koina. Really, every time a person steals, the Maisa Geneva, the Maisa Gzela is a Kinyan. It's just that there's a Chiyav Hashava that's getting in the way of the Kinyan being consummated. Shinui removes the Chiyav Hashava, the Heshav HaSagzela, only then there's a chiyav hashava, and memeli yekoina machmas the kinyanik neva. But the point is that gzela involves kinyanik gzela, and kinyanik gzela takes away a little bit of the bailus of the owner. So even though it doesn't make it einu shaloi, but at the very least it makes it einu b'shusay. But if there's an einu b'shusay that doesn't involve a kinyan creating the einu b'shusay, such as I just picked up your thing to expect, and it wasn't kitzi dameh. So you don't have Shmuel's chiddush, Rav Yemer's chiddush, that it blives right now as if it's mine, that I should be chay ba'itzin. It's considered shaloi of the real owner. It's also considered b'shusay of the real owner. It's physically not in my rishus. That's no different that if it was in a rishus rabim, that loch I'd be able to makdash it. I don't need it to physically be in my rishus in order for me to be able to makdash it. I just need that somebody else shouldn't have any rights to it. When somebody steals it, the gzela was mitzi it halachically somewhat from my rishus. This is Dvarim Atikin, Bava Kama 101. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaita Tan Rabban Al Kef Yerek Min Ashok. Another related halacha. If somebody buys a vegetable from a shuk, he bought it from an Amma Aretz, and Amma Aretz is tfua, is something that one is obligated to tithe. He has to give chumas, maisr, maisr sheni, maisr oni, you have to give all the maisrs, under the assumption that being that he's an Amma Aretz, he doesn't know the halachas, or he doesn't care much for the halachas, and he doesn't really give maisrs. Now we know that Rabbi Yechanan said that they were baidik, and they found out that roiv Amma Aretz ma'asrihen, but Chachamim were concerned for the miyat Amma Aretz that aren't. They said, if you buy tfua from Amma Aretz, misafik, with chayish for the miyot, you have to give ma'aser. Being that it's only a miyot, chomim were very mekel, it's what we know as the ma'ay, there's different kulas that you find in halacha from the ma'ay. So this is a person that bought the ma'ay. He bought a yerek min ha'shuk, ubir v'niach, and he's deciding, he's looking at the vegetables. I want this one, I don't want that one, I feel the kolayim, kulay loikon. So if he's playing with the vegetables of this Amma Aretz, deciding what yet to buy, what not to buy, even if he does it all day, the halacha is he's not koin it. Additionally, he's not going to be chay b'mais. Meaning once he's koin it, now he's chay b'mais. If he's not koin it, he's not going to be chay b'mais. Gomer, believe it, let's say in his mind, in his heart, he decides, I want to buy it, even if he didn't say anything. Dvarim shabalev ein and dvar. Doesn't matter. Gomer beli by liknoise kon. Then he's already koino. Vin is chayev b'maiser, he's chayev b'maiser. Being that he's chayev b'maiser, if this person now is going to want to return it, he's going to have a little bit of a predicament. Lachzira yiyav sheshikfar is chayev b'maiser. Give it back to the Amma Aretz, he can't do because he's chayev b'maiser. So what? Because I'm chayev b'maiser, I can't give it back to the Amma Aretz. And this is based on another important halach in the sugyas of the Mai. Being that on Amma Aretz, if somebody buys something for Amma Aretz, there's always a concern that maybe he didn't give ma'aser. If somebody buys something from a chaver, the assumption always is that he did give ma'aser. You don't have to assume he didn't give ma'aser. It's for that reason a chaver who gives something to somebody else has to be very careful to give ma'aser from it before he gives it to anybody. Because there's always a concern that if ma'aser wasn't given, the person's going to think, I bought it from a chaver, I bought it from a shiny yid. So he probably gave ma'aser. So a chaver is not allowed to be moitzi any tfuah mitachas yadoi unless he gives ma'aser. So this person who picked up the Amma Aretz's tfuah, which we have to assume is not ma'usar, and he's inspecting it, he decides he doesn't want to keep it, after in his mind he thought he did want to keep it, he can't just give it back to the Amma Aretz. It's not so pashut. Because being that he was koine it when he was gone ma'balibai, to keep it, at this point it's his, and now you have this halacha that an Talmud Chacham, a chaver, is not allowed to give somebody else tfuah unless he gives ma'aser, even to give it to an Amma Aretz is something that you're not allowed to do. So, lachzira, yafshir, shekfar is chay b'maaser. Uli aser, yafshir, you can't give ma'aser either. Shekfar machsik d'dovet, because if you're going to give ma'aser, you're not giving Amma Aretz back 100% of what you took. You picked up 10 of his vegetables to inspect, you're going to give ma'aser, you're only going to give him 9, you owe him a vegetable. Okay, so what does he do? Ma'aser, give ma'aser, the noisen leid me ma'aser, and give him the money. So, you're going to give him back 9 vegetables plus a dollar to make up for that extra thing that you took. Fake the Gemara, Atum Mishum the Gama, Beliboy, Leknoisoy, Konovin, Eschaiba, Meiser. I mean, the theme of the first part of today's daf is a very big chiddush, that it's possible for a person, although he doesn't seem to have made a real kinyan, still, he has some kinyan in it. He's going to be chay. But Einstein, there's certain chiyuvim that are going to come about it. We started with Shmuel Zalacha, Noitel Kliman, Umen Levakroy, even though he only picked it up to inspect it. He didn't inspect it yet, which means he didn't decide yet that he wants to buy it. And oinus happened before he got a chance to decide yay or nay. The halach is he's the one that's going to be b'chayiv ba'inser. The Gemara brought a ma'aser shayu with Rav Yemer, with the person that was in the butcher shop, and a guy riding on a horse, drive by, took the piece of flesh from him. The halach is that the person who picked up the piece of meat in the butcher shop, he was the owner. What do you mean I was the owner? I didn't decide yet that I want to buy it. But being that there was a fixed price, and you knew that if you wanted to buy, you would have only bought it from him, because nobody else had the same piece of meat, you can have it. So that's the theme. But this is already a much bigger chiddush. Here you're telling me that what determines whether or not this person is the owner or not? Gomer b'libay laknoisa. In your mind, what were you thinking? Since when does gomer b'libay play a role? The Gemara says a gevaldik chiddush, and maybe we'll get into tomorrow. Amrav, ha'ishiyah, ha'cha b'yorish, shemayim maskina. You're right. We're not talking talking about a regular person. The man on the street, we don't care what's going through his mind. But we're talking about a Yerushalayim. Rav Safra, the kind of benafshoi v'dover emes bovavai. Rav Safra was a person that if he made up his mind to do something, he did it. Rashbam quotes a Gemara Masechtes Makis, where the Gemara tells a story with Rav Safra. I'll read it inside. Havikari Kriyashma. He was in the middle of reading Kriyashma. Apparently, Rav Safra was a soicher. And somebody came over to Rav Safra in the middle of Kriyashma, and he tells him, "Will you sell me your schayra?" Rav Safra couldn't interrupt. So he couldn't tell him, "Yeah, I'll sell it to you." Now, the person thought that the reason Rav Safra was ignoring him is because his offer was dead on arrival, and he wasn't interested. So he upped the price. And then, after Rav Safra finished Kriyashma, Rav Safra said, "Yeah, I was willing to sell it at the original price." Says the Gemara, it was a godless of Rav Safra. Rav Safra didn't have to do that. Because once the buyer upped the price, at that point he could have gotten more money for it. But he was a Doiver Emes Bilvavai. Being that Bilvavai, he had already known that he would have sold it for the original price, even though he never even said it. It was just Bilvavai. That was the godless of Rav Safra. So there are people that when they make up their mind that they think something, it becomes real. That impacts the halacha. Somebody like Rav Safra, who would think that I want to buy this tefillah, if he wants to buy this tefillah, now it's going to be his. Now it's not his again, 100%. But it's his with regards to the halacha, that if you want to give it away, if you're a chaver, you would have to give ma'aser first. Different, maybe chiyuv oinsin, but the point is that you're right. Ordinarily, gomer beliba leknoisa should be neither here nor there. But somebody like Rav Safra, his Shulchan Aruch, is going to be impacted. And this is a theme that you find in different places in Shas, where sometimes the Talmud Chacham is held to a different standard. He's always held to a different standard, but he's held to a different standard in Chosh HaMishpat, that the Gidrei Chosh HaMishpat of the Talmud Chacham, like in the Halachas of Hashavas HaVeda, you find the concept of Tzimah Shavas HaDin, but there's different areas. Again, maybe that's something we'll talk about tomorrow. Gemara in the very end of Perek HaSoichir HaSoumdin spoke at Raid once from my good friend Levi Chomsky, a Goyin in Mishle. So some of this is Torah that we've spoken out. There's some Ein Beis Medrash Balei Chiddush over here, but a beautiful Gemara that Rav Safra, who was a Dover Emes Bavavai, his Gemiras Das would be able to consummate a Kenyan, where somebody else's Gemiras Das would not be able to consummate a Kenyan. Zok Mishnah Vayter. Hasitoin. So what says the Rashbam? What's a sitoin? Who chenvini gadol? He's a very large chenvini. Shakoy nahar beyachad umoichel chenvinim ktanim. Sounds like, oh, exactly, GPL. He's a wholesaler. So a sitoin, mekaneach midois avechad l'shoishem yoyim. So he sells things, and he has midois, different measuring cups that he uses to measure the schayra that he's selling. So once every 30 days, he has to clean his midois. Who balabayis, but a regular balabayis, who doesn't have such a big business, he's not this massive wholesaler. Echad l'shoishem asachadish. Once in 12 months is going to be enough. Poshup shad is, because the balabayis doesn't sell so much. So even though he doesn't sell so much, he only has to clean it once every 12 months. The sitoin, this wholesaler that sells all the time, he's somebody that has to clean more often. Incidentally, the Rashbam says, where's the word sitan come from? So Rashbam says, chitin, wheat, in Greek, is sitan. Sitan is a Greek word. So sometimes the Chachamim used Greek words. So it's a Greek word, and being that these wholesalers very often sold wheat, so somehow these two words became confused. We call the sitoin, this wholesaler, by the Greek word for wheat. So either way, the sitoin, who sells a lot, he has to clean his midois every 30 days. The balabais, who doesn't sell so much, once every 12 months is enough. Shimon Gamliel Leimer, chilef advarim, says it's just the opposite. The more you sell, the less you have to clean. Because what are you really worried about? You're worried that Shimon Gamliel is going to say later in the Mishnah, you're selling something lach. If you sell oil, for example, so the oil congeals on the bottom, and if you're going to tell someone, "I'm going to give you 10 ounces of oil," it could be the congealed, hard oil that's on the bottom of the midah is making up 1 ounce and really only giving him 9. So somebody that sells a lot, it never really gets a chance to settle and to congeal. It's dafka, someone that doesn't sell so much, that you have to worry about it. So Shimon Gamliel said that, where the Tanakhama, the Mishnah said, that the sitoin, who sells more often, he has to clean more often. He's once every 30 days. Baal Bais is once every 12 months. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, chiluf advarim. I see it really just the opposite. Chenveni, who sells more than the sitoin and more than the Baal Bais, mekaneach midoisa pamayim b'shabbos. He has to do it twice a week. Now, Poshup Shat, based on what we just said, this stims according to the Tanakhama. It doesn't stim according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's just the opposite. The fact that the chenveni sells so much more, that's a reason for him to do less, not more. Here you're telling me twice a week, not just once in 30 days, even twice a week. And Rashbam says he saw some Rishonim Taka learn the Mishnah that way, that this line of the Mishnah only works according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't work according to Rashbam Gamliel. But the Rashbam doesn't like that. So Rashbam says a different shot. The Rashbam says, based on a Mishnah on Daf Pezayin, yesterday's Daf, where the Mishnah says that when a person would sell something from Amida. You're selling a davar lach. You have oil in a container. Somebody comes with his empty container. He wants to buy a container of oil. So you take your oil, you empty it. So you have to make sure that three drops at the end come out. You have to leave over three tipin. The Baal Bais doesn't have to leave over three tipin. Because the Chemri doesn't have to leave over three tipin. Because the Chemri sells so much that if you're going to force him to sit there and wait for three drops to painfully fall out of the bottom of this container, it's going to take up too much of its time. It's a Mishnah, but the Basra pays Zayinam and all. So Dr. Ashbami thinks that's the Pshat. The Pshat is because the Chemri always has those tipin. Being that he always has those tipin, so it's more olo that something is going to get stuck over there. The regular person, he emptied out the container. So it's much less of a chshash that there's something there. So you're right. The Chemri taku does it more often. And based on Rav Shimon Gamliel's methodology, that's a reason you should never have to clean it, perhaps. But being that he's leaving over the gimel tipin, so that counters it. That's why at the end of the day, Shimon Gamliel would agree that even the chenveni mekanech midoisa pamayim b'shabbos umemacha mishkaloisa pamachas b'shabbos. You have to clean the weights once a week. So what were the weights? If you wanted to buy something, you're buying it based on a certain weight. So how did they know how much it weighs? It's not fancy scales like we have today. You'd have the old-fashioned maznayim, right? The chedesh el maznayims. So you put what you're buying on one side. You'd have a weight. A pound weight here, you put your meat here as soon as it equals up, so you know you sold a pound of meat. So you have to clean the weights. Why do you have to clean the weights? You don't put food on the weights because the same person who's handling with the food is also handling with the weights. So the grease gets on it, things start getting there, and it could become a little unjust to the extent that there's something on it that makes it heavier or lighter, whatever. Mekanech, meznayim akol mishkol mishkol. The meznayim itself, you'd have to clean every single time you use it. Or Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Medvar mamur." Everything mentioned in the Mishnah is dafke belach. Avol biyovish and itzach. You're dealing with something lach, then you have all these halachas. But if you're dealing with something dry with a davar yovish, all these halachas are not in effect. Another halacha, v'chayv lachriyef loy tefach. That when a person sells something based on a weight, so I'm going to sell you a pound of meat. So you take the mishkal on one side, pound the meat on the other side. If the mishkal is a pound, as soon as it evens out, you know you just sold a pound of meat. But halacha is no. You need that the meat should be machriya a tefach. So you heard of a tefach hecher? So this is the opposite. It has to be a tefach lower. The meat has to be a little bit lower. If the meat is not a little bit lower, it's not good. The point is you have to go a little further. You don't give the person exactly what he asked for. You give him a little more. The Gemara is going out from a pasuk. This is a din d'oraisa. Oh, you shagula aybayin. Let's say you weren't doing it that way. You wanted to do it even. That's okay. But noisin legerumen. Then after you weigh it, you have to give him a little something. I meaning it doesn't have to be dafka b'shas. You're weighing it. That you're giving a little bit more. Let's say the weight came out even. That's okay. As long as you give him a little something. What's that little something? Echad lasar balach. The echad lasar b'yovish. The Gemara is going to clarify what that cheer is. Makom shenagu lama b'daka. A place where they use a small Mida layomet begasa, don't use a big one. Begasa layomet bedaka limchaik. If when people sell a mida of a davar lach, they give it to you exactly till the top, then lo yigdosh. Then you shouldn't do it more than the top. Ligdosh. If they give you a heaping portion, lo yimchaik. Basically, you should follow the minhag hamadina. Says the Gemara. The last halacha was v'chayev lahachriya loy tefach. That you have to give a little bit more. Pashim shah. Why should you have to give a little bit more? Just be honest. Do what you're supposed to. Give him what you're supposed to give. Don't cheat him, and don't give him more either, right? That's what you would think. That would be very reasonable. But that's not what the Gemara says. That's what the Mishnah says. It's a din day rice. So the pasuk says, it's an end of parashas ki say, it's a even shleim of a tzedek yielach, eifa shleim of a tzedek yielach, leman yarichu yomecho ala adama, asher Hashem alakecha noisen lach. So the pasuk says, even shleim of a tzedek yielach, eifa shleim of a tzedek yielach. So you have to have honest mishkoilos. It should be an Evan Shlemo. It should be an Evan Tzedek. Sedri Shlokish. Evan Shlemo v'tzedek. Tzadek mishalcha v'tein loy. You should give him more than you're supposed to give. And the Rashbam says the basis for this drasha is that the word tzedek miyutaru is extra. Being that it's extra, it could have just said Evan Shlemo. Evan Shlemo v'tzedek, the synonyms of each other. It means erlach. It means the same thing. Evan Shlemo is not enough. V'tzadek in addition to that, you should give him a little bit more. But the Gemara says, how do you understand the next line of the Mishnah? Let's say you didn't want to give him extra. You were just going pound for pound. You could add a little bit more after. If you're going to tell me that this idea of achra is a din d'oraisa, then how is it an option? Right? The Mishnah said, you have to make sure that you put a little bit more on the side of the food than on the side of the weight. You have to give him a little bit more than equal. Says the Mishnah. Let's say you don't. Okay, then there's plan B. Now, if you're telling me that plan A is a din d'oraisa, then there is no plan B. then that's the only option. Says the Gemara, El Resho, you have to say B'makam Shanah. You're right. The Resho that said V'chayv L'chriya L'tefach is only true if the Minhag HaMakom is to be Machriya L'tefach. Irish Lakish said it's a dinday rice, it has nothing to do with Minhag HaMakom. The Chiyitma the Rish Lakish, a Sefer. Rish Lakish really said his halacha regarding the Sefer. What was the Sefer? Let's say you didn't want to give him a little bit more. Noisanle Geirumen, says the Rashbam, Kaloyma. Whenever the Rashbam says Kaloyma, it means something's bothering him. Why is Rish Lakish better if he's talking about the Sefer and he's talking about the Resho? Says the Rashbam, Ein Gzeiras HaKosov L'Achriya B'Shas HaMishko. The point is, of the Gzeiras HaKosov, not that you have to make sure that there's more on one side of the weight than the other. There's also no Xeris HaKosov that says that you give him Gerumen, that you give him a little bit more than what he wants to buy. The Xeris HaKosov really is just to make sure he gets a little more. Whether you give him a little bit more at the time of the Mishkol, whether you give him a little bit more afterwards, that's HaKobim and HaGatal Yomilso. Or Rish Lakish was saying was that there's an idea. If a person comes in to buy a pound of meat, give him a little bit more than a pound. How much more? So we're going to see that in a second. But give him more than a pound. You can do it by just adding a little more to the scales. That's one mahalach. That's the ratio. One minig. Chayv lachri leitefach. Or you could do it where you do it ayin ba'ayin and you're nice and like you're rumen. When the Mishnah says chayv lachri leitefach, it's where the minig amokim is to do it that way, then there's a chiyuv to do it that way. Where the minig amokim is to do ayin ba'ayin, then the chiyuv is to be nice and like you're rumen. Follow the minig amokim, but just realize that this minig amokim isn't just some bylaw that was set up by some local PTA board. This is a din d'oraisa, like Rish Lakish said. Evan Shlema, Vetzedek, there's a halacha, there's a chiyuv to give a little bit more than you would think you're supposed to give. The kama gerumen. So what is this gerumen? Amar Rav Abba bar Mamal, Amar Rav Acha, echad me'asara bilitra bilach la'asara litrin. It's 1/10 of a litra of any davar lach, let's say oil, when you're selling 10 litrin. So if you're selling 10 litrin, you give him 1/10 of a liter. In other words, it's 1/100 of a liter, which means you have to add 1%. Echad la'asara bilach, ve'echad le'esrim biyavish. That's really only half the shir. What did the Mishnah say? If it's a davar lach, it's echad la'asara bilach. If it's a davar yavish, it's echad le'esrim. Ibayilu hechi kamar. So we just explained what the shir for a davar lach is. It's not 1/10. It's 1/10 when you're buying 10. In other words, it's 1/100. Yavish was 1/20. So how do you read it? In light of how we just explained the shir for a davar lach. Is it echad me'asara bilach la'asara delach ve'echad me'esrim biyavish le'esrim biyavish? It's 1/20 of a davar yavish when you're selling 20 liters of this davar yavish. In other words, it's 20 times 20, which is 400. 1/400, which is 0.25%. Oidoma echad me'asara la'asara delach ule'esrim biyavish. Or is it 1/10 of a davar lach when you're selling 20, as opposed to when you're selling 10. So it's 10 times 20, which is 200. It's 1/200, which is 0.5%, says the Gemara teku. So for a davar lach, it's 1%. For a davar yavish, it's less. Gemara's not sure. It's a teku, tishbi yitar, it's kuches v'abayis. Either it's 0.25% or it's 0.5%. The Gemara concludes with a little bit of divrei agada. We'll speak out some hashtag right here. Amr Ablevi, kosh anchen shal midos, yoyse me anchen shal arayas. The punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a person for being dishonest in business is worse than a punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give someone who's nichshal b'inyonei arayas. How do I know that? How do Rav Levi know this? Maybe Arayas is more chomer than Midos. Shezen nema bohen el, vizen nema bohen el. By Midos, it says the word el. Ki es kola te'eves ha'el, osu anche ya'aretz asha lefneichem, v'atit ma'aretz. That's by Arayas. We're discussing Arayas, that's Parshas Achrimos, the Parsha of Arayas, and the Pasuk describes Arayas as kola te'eves ha'el. By the Parsha of Midos and the parshas Kiseitze, Kisoyavas Hashem Eloikecho Koloisa Eila. One says El, one says Eila. Eila has a hay over El, implying that it's Muhammad. Thus, Kosha Unchen Shal Midos, where it says Eila, Mi Unchen Shal Arayas, where only says, Faith, where my mash with the high El Kosha. How do you know Eila has anything to do with punishment? Dechsiv, that's Eila Ya'aretz. You find the strong people of the land were known as the Eila Ya'aretz. So even though Kale, when you say it, Balashin Kodesh, that's one of the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But El, Balashin Chayil, means strong. Elei Ha'aretz. Elei Moyav Yechazei Meirah. If you know why the Gemara is bringing a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, why not bring that pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach by the Shir Sayyam? But either way, that's Elei Ha'aretz Lokach. So you see, it suggests something about Kasha, something about strong, something about Chazak. by Arayas it says El, by Midas it says Eile, implying that Eile is going to be Mocham. Freit, Gemara, Gabi Arayas, Nam Yoksiv Eile. I can find the word Eile in the parsha of Arayas also. Ki es kol ashe yasem mikol ateyeva so Eile. V'nichs when afashas oisis mekerbam, so the Gemara, ha'ula mutem Midas mekaris, something else. That's coming to tell me that even though Arayas, this chorus, and Arayas, the Torah describes as Toyevo. In fact, in the context where the Pasuk says that Yechayev Chorus for Arayas, the Pasuk says Yechayev Chorus for Toyevo Seilo. So Kedai Tachamino, I would have thought that anything that you find anywhere in Chazal or in Tanakh is referred to as Toyevo. Maybe anything like that is going to be a Chayev Chorus. So for Toyevas Hashem Kol Gvalev. This pasuk that we just mentioned earlier, Kitev as Hashem lekecha koloise eila koloise yo. Someone that's not erlich, it's considered teyeva. It says anyone that's a teyeva going to be chayiv koris. No, that's why it says eila. That dafka teyeva is so eila. Like Arayas, only there there's going to be a chayiv koris, but all other teyevas there's not going to be a chayiv koris. Vela mayut fayu. So says the Gemara when Levi said kosha oinchin shal midas yosem yosem shal Arayas. What does it mean? It doesn't mean chorus, it's just the opposite. Arayas is chorus, Midas is no chorus. So the oinish of Arayas is chorus. Midas doesn't have chorus. So what did Levi mean then when he said, Kosha oinchin shal midas, yoisem me oinchin shal Arayas? Says the Gemara, the hosam efshe b'tshuva, v'achalei efshe b'tshuva. What he meant to say was, is that by Arayas you can do tshuva. So if a person's nichshol in aveir of Arayas, it's possible to do tshuva. But if a person's nichshol in aveir of midas, you can't do tshuva. And the reason is, says the Rashbam, because it's very difficult. We're talking about someone who steals from the rabbi. So from the rabbi, you have to be mekayim b'heishav esak zeila shel gazal. How are you going to do it? And without being mekayim b'heishav esak zeila shel gazal, you're a tevel v'sheretz b'yada. We spoke out right about that in the past, the chidah, etc., etc., etc. But the point is not so pashut to do tshuva if you're not mekayim b'heishav. So here it's efshav b'tshuva. Over there it's lo efshav b'tshuva. One final gemara. Amar Rav Levi kosher gazal hedi yoyis megazal gavoy. Someone who steals from a head yet, it's more chomer than if you steal from Hashem. Shezeh hiktim chet l'meilo, v'zeh hiktim meilo. In the parsha of Gezel Hedyet, it says first the word Chet, then it says the word Me'ilo. That's in the parsha of Hashem Me'ilois. In the parsha of someone who's really Ma'il B'Kekdesh, first it says Me'ilo, and then it says Chet, suggesting that Hedyet, first Chet, then Me'ilo, even before you're Ma'il, you're already a Chayte, somehow that's going to be Chamer. Either way, there's a lot to speak out on this Gemara. So a few Ha'aras. Number one. So the Gemara said that somebody who steals, he's not Erlich in business, Lo Yefshe B'Tshuva. Someone that's nichshol in the chet of arayas is efshe b'shuva. Zok toisvus, second toisvus on the yomid, v'davka b'arayas she'ein bo mamzeres. This is only true if somebody's oved isa arayas and he doesn't give birth to a mamzer. Aval abal, ish yisish v'hilim menu ben. But if somebody's born in ish yisish and he has a child, oishar arayas, lav davka ish yisish, she'ish ben mamzeres, zeu mu'uvas la'yuchaliskoy. Now he's a mu'uvas la'yuchaliskoy. And if he's a mu'uvas la'yuchaliskoy, then by definition, that means he can't do tshuva. What's the makar to this? Toisvus, it's a Gemara. From Sechtes Chagiga, Daf Tesam and Alf, Daf Tesam and Beis, and it really comes from a mission. The mission over there discusses Ezeu Mu'uvish Enu Yuchalis. Give me an example of an Avera, that if you do this Avera, there's no way for you to correct it. Says the Mishnah, many Pshatim. The first Pshat, Zehaba Alo Erva, the Hoylid Mi Menomams. If somebody's born in Erva and he doesn't have a child, so you can be Masakit, do Tshuva, just like you do Tshuva and any other Avera that you do. But once there's a Mamzer in the world, how are you going to do Tshuva? There's a Mamzer. You're going to undo it? It's too late. The damage is done. And being that you can't undo it, you're considered a mu'uvah. So says Tosfos that even though we have a Gemara, where Rav Levi said, Kosho oinchin shal midos, yoisim yoinchin shal arayas. Because by midos, you can't do tshuva when you're a goyzel as a rabbin, but arayas, you can always do tshuva. One second. I could sometimes do tshuva by midos if I'm a goyzel as a yochid. The problem is, when you're a goyzel as a rabbin, I'll find you a hechatimtsa. I'll find you a hechatimtsa where it's possible to be over Issa Arayas and also not be able to do tshuva. Zeh abala erva, v'hoyla mimenu mamzer. So says Taisa Senechinami, v'davka b'arayas she'im b'mamzeres. But Levi was talking about arayas that don't involve mamzeres. Because the minute you have mamzeres, at that point, Enechinami, you're mu'uvish, enu yuchaliskoin, ve'i efshe b'tshuva. That's what Taisa says. Zeh Taisa, however, Rabbeinu Chaim Oimer, one of the Bali Taisa, Rabbeinu Chaim argued, and he said that even though it's true, the Mishnah says, that someone that's Bali Shesish, Vahilu Bimenu Mamzer, he's a Mufshan Yuchaliskoin, it doesn't mean that he can't do tshuva. Avadi he could do tshuva. Avadi he could do tshuva. It just means that he can't completely be Masak in the Lav. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't. In other words, you have in Tosfos over here two pshatim. Achleikis and Bali Tosfos had to understand Pash pshat in that Mishnah Chagiga Daf Tesam and Avos. Mu'uvish Eni Yuchal Liskoin is Abba Aleishas Ish V'Hoylem Imenu Mamzer. Does it mean that you can't do tshuva? That's Mu'uvish Eni Yuchal Liskoin. You can do tshuva for all averus, but you can't do tshuva for this. Or does it mean that on some level you can't? But avada, there's nothing to talk about. You could do tshuva. And this is, if you look around in the Rishonim, Tosfos in different places in Shas, Rishonim in different places in Shas, it's very clear that there are two shitas over here. Two distinct shitas. How you understand? Parshat Pshat of the Mishnah. Me'uvush ena yochal liskein. Is it mean you can't do tshuva, which is what Tosfos thought, which is why Tosfos thought that this is a stira to our sugi over here, to where Avledi said, or perhaps not. I'll just read you one Lashon HaRishonim. The Tosfos HaRosh, the Sechtes Yevamis, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there discussing this idea of someone that's Toilet Namzer, says the Tosfos HaRosh, an excerpt. V'afag after Aminim Uvas Lo Yuchal Liskoin, Zeh Shabal Le'er V'Vohilim Imenu Mamzer, Nehi She'inu Yuchal Lisakin O'Ivos, Lahabra Mamzer Min O'Ilim. It's true that there's an element over here that you can't be Misakin, because there's no way to make the Mamzer go away. However, there's no such thing that there's an aveira she'en lo tshuva. So you're going to take these words literally, move sheni yochal iskain, that it's not possible to do tshuva? There's no such thing. Ein locha aveira she'en lo tshuva. So says the Tosfos HaRosh, it's pashut that when we say move sheni yochal iskain, it doesn't mean it's not shaykh to do tshuva. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Zayin halacha yud beis. This is tucked away. So the Rambam, after he's going through sugyas of Bava Kamma, Bava Metzia, doing adorech the laws of Geneva very, very well, he concludes with a dvar agada. Says the Rambam, kosha oinchin shal midos, yoisem me oinchin shal arayas. So poshup shah, we just learned the Rashba. Here you could do tshuva, here you can't do tshuva. We're talking about someone that steals from the rabbi. You steal from the rabbi. How are you going to return everything to the rabbi? Says the Rambam a different shah, and he says something so insightful. It's unbelievable. Shezeh beinoy levein hamakoyim, vezeh beinoy levein chaveiroi. Says, you know why? Because arayas is an averus of an adam lamaka. Gzela is an averus of an adam lechaveiroi. You know which one is worse? Ben adam lechaveiroi. Kasha oinchin shel midos, yoisem yoinchin shel arayas. Very simple. One is an avera shem adam lemakim. The other one is an avera shem adam lechavera. This idea that the Rambam understood that arayas is an avera shem adam lemakim and not an avera shem adam lechavera, which at first glance seems rather intuitive, but we'll see in a moment it's really not so pasha. This that the Rambam understood that arayas is an avera shem adam lemakim, he repeats in a few different places. One place he repeats it, which is very interesting, is in Hilchos Reitzeach, Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches Halacha Tes. The context over there is a fascinating halacha, if you've never seen this halacha. And that is, we know that if somebody was Chayv Misa, so Bezdin, back in the day, it was capital punishment, four different ways that Bezdin went about their business, but Bezdin would kill somebody for being over certain others. Says the Rambam, what if you have a situation where Bezdin can't kill somebody because he doesn't meet the criteria and all the prerequisites that need to be met in order to give somebody b'misas Bezdin? Says the Rambam, there was still a way, based on Sugi's and Masechta Sanhedrin, for Bezdin to take him out. Kol Eilu Ratzchanim. Ratzchanim like this, Koin Tzenois on the Kippah, they would put him into a jail somewhere. Umachil and I said lechem tzar. Umayim lachatz. At sheyotzru meyeyem. The achikach machil and I said seoirim. At shekresan ifkas. The point is, there were ways that they could give zechanetzah to take a person out, even if they're not following the strict guidelines of Mises Besen. Says the Rambam, ve'ein oisin dover zeh l'shar mechuvim Mises Besen. You find this in Masechta Sanhedrin regarding a retzeach, that they can't kill for whatever reason. You don't find it regarding someone that's a mechal Shabbos, for example. So, the Rambam, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. This halacha only applies to certain mechuvim Mises Besen. Elo im nischayim misa lemisa. As it relates to everybody else, if he's chayim misa, you kill him. The main chayim misa, poichonis. Then you don't. So alpha p says the Rambam. She yishavoy nischamur mishvichas damim. Even though shvichas damim, the ritzeh, not the worst aver in the world. That's what the Rambam says. But aim b'hem ashchas as yeshuvah shalovim shvichas damim. But there's an element of shvichas damim that is the worst. You're destroying the yishuv. Afilu avoy the zara says the Rambam. The ain't zarech loymar arayos oichil shabbos enik shvichas damim. Even Avodah Zarah, which is more chomer technically than Shvichas Damim, and certainly Arayas and Chil Shabbos, they're not like Shvichas Damim. She'elu Avodah Zarah, because those other Averis, hey, me Averis, Shem Adam LaKadosh Baruch. Avodah Shvichas Damim, me Averis, Shem Adam LaKadosh. Shvichas Damim is Ben Adam LaKadosh. But the other things, what are the other things? Avodah Zarah, Arayas and Chil Shabbos, they're all Averis, Shem Adam L'makim. Again, the Rambam saying that Arayas is an Avera Shem Adam L'makim. One other place where the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Tshuva. Ein HaTshuva V'loye Mekipur Mechaprim El Avera Shem Adam L'makim. Kigoy, Misha Ochal Dover Asar Oy Baal Bila Asura Koyotzebehem Aval Avera Shem Adam L'chaveri Kigoy N'chavel Chaveri Mekalas Chaveri Goyzel Koyotzebehem Ein Nimcholei Ashitan L'chaveri Mashu Chayv Loi V'yotzeo. Again, the Rambam uses as an example of an Avera Shem Adam L'makim Bila. And the emphasis is, it's not so posh. Because it's very possible for a bila to be very much ben adam l'chaveiro. Number one, if someone's bal an ishes ish, and now this ishes ish can't be married to her wife any, to her husband anymore. He was mafater. Certainly, if someone's ma'anis an ishes kayin, or in general, if someone's ma'anis a girl, somebody's ma'anis a girl, he raped her. Is there a havamin in the world that he wasn't over an averish ben adam l'chaveiro? She's going to be tortured for life. Fashteitzach, he was over an averish ben adam l'chaveiro. So this Rambam, who's oversimplifying and saying that arayas is always treated as ben adam l'machim, different areas in halacha where it would be impacted, and adam ben adam l'chaveiro is certainly tzarachian, because there are instances where you would have no choice but to view it as an avera sheben adam l'chaveiro. Just one interesting sidebar as it relates to this is the Gemara says, what's an example of a mu'uvish eni yuchal liskein? Ze'aba al isesh ishes ish v'hoibah mimenu mamzit. Gemara Masechtas Chagigah Daf Tes Amud Beis makes the diyuk. Hoilid in loy hoilid loy. It's mashma only if the child was born, but not if the child wasn't born. I saw once, we spoke to someone, we learned Masechtas Chagigah Daf Tes. Sh'arim etzionim ba'alachim, Shlom Yizam and Brun. He says that could be this Mishnah is a shtickle diyuk. It's a shtickle diyuk to a well-known chiddish from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Shelos Yaivitz, the Tzitzit Eliezer discussed Barichos Waldenberg, who in addition to being one of the Paiske Adar, he was also the chief medical rabbi of Shari Tzedek Hospital in Eretz Yisrael, worked with, Ramayshu was vehemently opposed to it, and that is, there were certain Gedolim that wanted to be mater in abortion to the extent that certain criteria were met. So for example, an Ishes Ish that was Nensa, and now she has a child that's not really her husband's child. So there are eitzes where certain gedolim, depending on the development stage of the fetus, were maybe willing to be matan. It's based on a famous tshuva from Yaakov Emden. Tzitz Eliezer ran with it. Ramosha, one of his strongest tshuvas in Igros Moshe, was vehemently opposed. He says the Ebeshin should have rachmanis on Rav Waldenberg for saying such a kula. But the bottom line is, as I saw once from the Shar Mitzvah of Halacha, he made a diak. The Gemara says, Ezel uvashen yuchal liskoin, ze'abal ishas ish, v'hoilit mamzer. Hoilid in loy hoilid loy. It's Lashon HaGemara. It's mashma that if she's only pregnant with this fetus, but the child wasn't born, now the muvus is yuchal liskoy. Frank of Shlomo Zalman Bron. It's not true. Even if the child wasn't born yet, it's already a muvus and yuchal liskoy. Because the child's going to be born. And if the child's going, what are you going to do? What's the eitz? What's the tikkun at that point? You know what the tikkun is? Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva. Either way, Dvarim Neflan. We'll just conclude with one other Dover Lach, Lashon HaMishnah, with something, well, Dover Kal, not Dover Lach, but something light, and that is we're discussing over here the halachis of Evan Shlema Vetzedek Yielach, Eifa Shlema Vetzedek Yielach. The idea of being Erlich in business. So just two ha'aris. We had, remember, a few, a little while ago already, this was on Tainus Esther, so the Daf Yomi world was tumbling, because the Gemara says in the Sechtes Bava Basra, Daf Mem Zayin Amad Beis, Amalek Simen. Nobody was discussing halacha where certain business partners are potentially going to be possible edus because they're again bedavar. The Gemara said a halacha regarding an arev, a malva, a lekeach, and a kavlin. Said the Gemara, a molik simen. Arev, malva, lekeach, kavlin is a molik simen. And Yaakov Emden, and as I go, you see, Ivitz, it's so bothered. A molik simen, mochik timcha zecher a molik. And now we're using a molik as a simen to remember something spoke at the time, raid from Yaakov Emden, mamish dvarim neflam. A molik simen, and punk, it was on Tainus Esther, and that was mamish nachayach. But either way, just one ha'ara, and that is, why are we using, at the end of the day, Yaakov Emden told us why it's okay, but why use a molik as a simen for arev mavel ekech? I think pshat, and I think maybe this is even emes, and that is that Rashi says in the end of Parashas Kiseitze, the second to last parash in Parashas Kiseitze is the halacha of being honest in business. The very last is the parash of Amalek. Zok de liger Rashi, lo manismacha, parashas mishkolois, lo parashas Amalek, to teach you, im shakarta b'midois, if you're not erlich in business, ube mishkolois, havidoig migiru yoy. You know what brings Amalek? No, it brings Amalek. What brings Amalek is being not Erlich in business. That's what brings Amalek. Rashi was Megalitas. The Torah was Megalitas. That's what brings Amalek. Different sorrows come for different reasons. But Amalek comes in Shakarta b'midos u'b'mishkolos. So I was thinking, Orev, Malvo, Lekeach, Kabwin, Amalek Simen. Not punked Amalek Simen. These are the things, Negei B'davar, when somebody lies, he's over Leisan B'riach E'chakar, as Nisht Erlich in business, that's Amalek Simen. And just one final thing, I saw in the Chidah, this is an excerpt from one of his drashas. He says that he found Teres Kayanim. Teres Kayanim says that if someone's not Erlich in business, it's really, really bad. And he says five things happen when someone's not Erlich in business. Metame Es Oretz, Mechalol Es Hashem, Mesalikes Ashchina, Umapu Yisrael Becherev, Umegalo Isam Me'artza. Horrible things. You're Metames Aretz, You mechalas Hashem. You mesalik the Shechina. You mapo Yisrael becherev. You cause wars. Megala oisa meyartzem, and you're the one that caused the galus. This is for someone that's over lo yia beveischa eifa veifa gedoyla viktana. All these averes, even shleim of tzedek. This is the oynish and sok the chidots. The emes lechiri you pull. It's a pelad suma lashon achidah. How could this be so chomer? And he says something very, very profound. He says it's not so much that someone who's not erelich in business, it's such a bad avera, all these things, that you don't even find this by things that are much more chomer than that. That's not the point. The point is when a person is not erelich, he becomes a krumah mensch. And when you're a krumah mensch, you forget how to think clearly. You can't make a galata cheshbon. We just learned the Gemara now, over Yontif. The Gemara said that bo cheshbon, if a person wants to overcome his Yetzirah, you know what you have to do? You have to take an envelope, you have to flip it around, and you have to do a little bit of arithmetic. Schar mitzvah keneged avseira, hefzer avera keneged schara, silas yisharim, the beginning of the sefer silas yisharim, we just had it in the daf last week. You have to make cheshbonis. If you don't know how to make honest cheshbonis, you're not going to know how to assess yourself honestly, you're not going to know how to assess your family honestly, you're not going to know how to assess anything honestly. And if you can't make an honest assessment, you're doomed. It's over. Klai Yisrael, we can't exist. We have to now to be honest with ourselves. And if you can't be honest with somebody else, how are you ever going to be honest with yourself? So it's not so much that the person that ripped somebody off at $10 because he sold them a little less tomatoes than he told them he was going to sell. This person is metame es ha'aretz, u'mechalo es Hashem, u'mesalik es ha'shchino, u'mapu Yisrael becherev, u'megalo es ha'me'aretzim. That's not the point. The point is this same person who's ripping off his friend for a tomato, that same person is never going to make an honest assessment when it comes to himself and to the Yishuv. So when Klal Yisrael is Erlich, then there's hope. But when we as a nation are not Erlich, terrible things are going to happen, because then we're not going to be honest with ourselves, and then not good things can happen.